Good day, my friends. It's Barbara J. Faison of the Why Struggle podcast, where it is my intention to share ideas, insights, and inspiration so we can all struggle less and enjoy life more. It is my birthday, my born day, the day that I was brought here on this earth. And I wanted to share something that my dear, dear, dear friend Suzanne, we've been friends for over 50 years. And she sent this to me. It is a framed quote from Iyanla Van Zandt's book, Acts of Faith. And it is from my birthday. And I just keep this framed and I really love it. So I wanted to share that with you as kind of an inspirational thought. There are times in our lives when we feel there is no way up or out. Illness, choices, confusion, change, decisions. They take us to the place called rock bottom. In these times, we may feel weak and vulnerable, and it is so easy to lose faith in our ability to go on. It's exactly in these times that we must turn to the infinite power within ourselves. We must know that the answer is exactly where we are. The strength we need, the answers we want, the solution that we turn, that will turn the situation around, is us. If we can put aside the anger, fear, weakness, and desperation for just a minute, we will remember the other times we were at the bottom and how in a moment, miraculously, we were lifted up. And I spoke to this really good friend this morning and we had a nice long conversation, and I enjoy having conversations with people that take time to reflect and look at where they are and realize that every place that we land is because we made a choice that got us there. Every place. There is order in everything. Chaos, confusion, just like this says, there is order in it all. And we had a conversation briefly yesterday, and she reminded me that I've created this peaceful bubble. And so when my bubble is not so peaceful, it feels like chaos, and Barbara does not like chaos. And, you know, we just had a really nice conversation. It's always a great, heartwarming conversation. And I'm so grateful this day and every day that I have these people in my life that I can have those conversations with that remind me of how they see me. And sometimes I don't see myself, but they remind me of the world that I've created and that everyone doesn't live in my little peaceful bubble, right? And that's good to know and be reminded of. And I just wanted to say that and wanted to share things that will be happening today because it is my birthday. So I'll share some birthday things as I go throughout the day. And this is just the beginning of today. And it's a great day. Lacey and I have already walked half of the steps we need to walk today. So thank you, Lacey. She's feeling really well. And I'm just really grateful today. Yesterday was a very emotional day for me. And I realized, and that's where reflection comes in. I have my four R's. The four R's are, I'll share them in the next segment, but the four R's are the things that I'm doing today as well as every day. And the first R is to reflect. It's important that I reflect on what I have going on and how I'm feeling, knowing that how I feel is going to lay the foundation for everything I do today and every day. And yesterday, I was feeling emotional. It was the eve of my birthday. And as you may know, my mother passed on in 2015. So this is my third birthday where she's no longer in my life. And those things are very impactful. It's really important to recognize the power that experiences have over us. And I was missing my mom yesterday, really missing my mom yesterday. And